There are thousands upon thousands of vacant and abandoned properties scattered throughout the country. About 8,000 of them are in Louisville, Kentucky. Drive through nearly any neighborhood there and you'll probably see a lot overgrown with weeds or a crumbling home. But driving by in a car is a lot different than living next to one of these houses. Jake Ryan from Here and Now contributor WFPL reports.
Growing up on North 42nd Street in the 80s and early 90s, Tiffany Martin doesn't remember many empty houses in her neighborhood. But
when I returned home in 2007 from college when I graduated, it seemed to be more abandoned homes around here.
Today in Louisville, it's tough to not notice the thousands of overgrown, decrepit properties, especially in District 5, where Martin lives. Nearly 10% of the some 13,000 parcels here are vacant or abandoned. For 30 years, Barton's lived next door to a house that's been abandoned.
I'm about 5'5", 5'6". The grass is just as tall as me, if not taller. We have bricks that are like crumbled up on the ground. I guess they've fallen off from part of the siding of the house.
Martin's father, Al, doesn't like it either. He's lived at this house on 42nd Street for nearly 40 years. He says limbs from the rotten tree next door have fallen on his car and put holes in his garage. He's disappointed that there seems to be plenty of money in the city's budget for bike lanes, but not for maintaining abandoned homes.
What I say to the city is, and the mayor is, needs to concentrate on these properties. And something needs to be done. And that's my truth.
A few blocks east on 41st Street, George Palmer walks across his manicured lawn with neatly trimmed shrubs to show me the house next door. Palmer is 39. He says this house has been vacant since he was in grade school. It's a dump.
This house would be good enough for a rodent, but not good enough for a dog. Dogs don't even go in that house. There's no dog sniffing around over here. Rodents, rats, possums, raccoons. This house is in horrendous shape.
And Palmer says the open structure attracts another type of nuisance.
People just come and just sit on this porch and they're overdoing drugs. I know they are because I can smell it.
To Palmer, the house isn't just an eyesore. It's a financial burden. It's brought down the value of his own home, and he wants it torn down.
Not only would it be an improvement, but it would enhance the quality of life in this neighborhood.
Gina Dunlap is the director of the city's vacant and abandoned property division. She says tearing these properties down isn't always the best option, especially when the need for affordable housing is so great.
I don't think it's good stewardship to destroy perfectly sound buildings. But we can if we have to, particularly if there are other nuisance issues going on.
Dunlap says she'd rather have the city take control of the properties, get them into compliance, and then into the hands of developers, who will turn the blight into something that residents like Palmer and the Martins can be proud to have in their neighborhood. For Here and Now, I'm Jake Ryan in Louisville.